Love-inspired suspense and Harper Audio present Blizzard Showdown by Shirley McCoy, performed by Anne-Marie Gideon. But ask now the beasts, and they shall teach thee, and the fowls of the air, and they shall tell thee, or speak to the earth, and it shall teach thee, and the fishes of the sea shall declare unto thee. Who knoweth not in all these that the hand of the Lord hath wrought this? In whose hand is the soul of every living thing, and the breath of all mankind? Job chapter 12, verse 7 through 10. To the members of Chesapeake Search Dogs who volunteer their time and resources to bring home the lost and missing, and to search and rescue professionals everywhere who selflessly give so that others might live. You are wonderful examples of what sacrificial love looks like. May He guide and protect your efforts and multiply your strengths. 1. Violet James didn't want to step outside. Not because of the cold wind that beat against the windows of the medical clinic. Not even because she had her newborn daughter strapped to her chest. She didn't want to go outside because she was terrified. Even now, after 7 months of hiding in the Alaskan outback, she wasn't safe. She would never be. Not unless the police caught her former fiancé, Lance Wells, and tossed him in jail where he belonged. She shuddered, trying not to picture his handsome face or remember his crooning voice and sweet promises. She'd believed every word he'd said, all the I love yous and the forever afters. She'd been a fool, and it had almost cost her best friend, Ariel Potter, her life. It had cost the wilderness guide Violet had hired, his. Violet had been planning a small wedding, just her best friend and Lance's. The guide, Cal Brooks, was going to take them into Alaska's pristine wilderness for a week-long adventure. When they returned, they'd exchange vows at a beautiful little cabin on a Klutna Lake. Instead, the guide had been murdered. Ariel had been pushed off a cliff, and Violet had run for her life. She didn't like remembering that day. The helplessness she'd felt when she'd discovered Cal's body, blood pooling beneath his torso, still sent chills down her spine. She tried to render aid, calling for help and hoping someone in the wedding party would hear her. But there'd been no one else around in the vast expanse of Chugach State Park. After she and Lance had gotten engaged, she'd set the wedding date in April and had rented two cabins as far away from the bright lights of Anchorage as she could get. She thought it would be romantic, that they'd create unforgettable memories. Her memories were unforgettable, but not for the reason she had hoped. Instead of following through with her plans to exchange vows with the guy of her dreams, she had found herself fleeing from the man of her nightmares. She had made so many mistakes, missed so many red flags. She hadn't had a chance to talk to Ariel about it, but she knew what her best friend would say. Give yourself a break. You couldn't have known. Maybe not. She liked to think she had not been blinded by love, that she had gone into the engagement the same way she went into business meetings, clear-headed and focused. The truth was, she had been swept away by her deep need for connection and family. She had allowed herself to be blind to Lance's less than desirable personality traits because she had craved closeness and had been tired of being alone. She had been desperate for family after her parents' deaths. Lance had offered her a chance to, once again, be part of a loving home. He had known all the right things to say to make her mourning heart feel joy again. And she had bought into it. Even when he had balked at the idea of signing prenups, even when he had asked her to change the way she dressed and the way she wore her hair, even when every sign pointed to the fact that he wasn't ever going to love anyone as much as he loved himself, she had allowed herself to believe the lies he'd told her. She had wanted family so much that she had been willing to compromise on things that she shouldn't have, like the vacation home in Florida, a multi-million-dollar property that Lance had.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?